Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show. We're so glad you tuned in. Not to get anything out of the way, but we here at the Satirically Challenged Show have just heard what has happened in Las Vegas and in Puerto Rico. We're sorry for the president. Those of you who listen internationally, we're extremely sorry for his behavior. 71-year-olds will definitely do some stupid things. We don't support the president in any way, though, just to be very clear about that. Around tonight's table, we have Pinkwood, Johnny,
hello.
And Riz.
Yes,
we are back almost to the full lot. The full lot will be joining on Wednesday. So, to get to this tonight, well, what happened? What happened is that at 3 o'clock last night, shots rang out. We, like we said at the beginning of this announcement, are very, very saddened to hear this. We know that we appear almost right before, an hour before most late night shows even premiere on the TV, so we're getting to way ahead of them. And also to start off, the fact is that from, well, the Orange Man and his cronies are actually trying to
we got our fingers on the pulse here.
Yes, good evening, Johnny.
Yeah.
Good timing, Johnny.
Yeah. The fact is that most people, and most people around the table I hate talking about him. Pinkwood hates talking about him, but he must be spoken about. Not that's what he wants. It's what he does want. But the fact is that we must use our position more than ever, because if he's allowing for Las Vegas and Puerto Rico to happen and not sending aid, then what else is he going to do? You know, not that we're not going to have satire tonight, because we are going to have satire. It's a Monday night. You need it. However,
the elephant in the room.
Yeah, the fact is the elephant in the room is Las Vegas. It soon will be Tom Petty, but we don't know that yet.
We don't know. We don't know if he's dead.
As of right now, he's still alive.
We don't know. It's touch and go. We're not saying. We're not calling it.
We'll have an answer by when.
Yeah, we'll have an answer by Wednesday.
Tonight.
Yeah,
that's your tease right there.
And the world will know. But the fact is that really everything's usually screwed up in Washington, right, Pinkwood?
Oh yeah,
everybody.
Most definitely.
I mean, Driz, what do you think of this? I mean, the fact is they're always scrambling, right? They're always scrambling to do something.
It's really a circus. It's a circus because these guys, they were elected to do a job, yet they can't even do something as simple as pass a healthcare bill.
They can't even.
Yet.
That's what us millennials like to say. They can't.
Nightmare.
They can't even.
They can't even, yet. It should be said, something should be said for Steve Mnuchin taking, trying to get a $200,000 an hour plane for his honeymoon, but then also Tom Price jetting around with taxpayers' dollars, in his own jet to avoid anything.
And not to mention those people in office, they can't even make sure healthcare could get done, but they could have better healthcare than average Americans, and they could get away with flying a jet. How
Getting away with flying a jet. What would you rather, a jet or a monkey? Because both are available.
Or flight, or just fly economy.
Or just grab a flightless bird.
Yeah.
Grab a flightless bird, a carrier pigeon, a war pigeon, messages.
But Red Hood, with their ego, they wouldn't fit.
Of course they wouldn't.
They wouldn't fit at all. They're too big for the regular public.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, what would be really funny is a clown car with both of them in it.
That would be
driving around.
That would be rather entertaining. Wait, Steve Mnuchin honeymoon with clown car?
Exactly.
That'd be something to see.
Exactly. I mean, it just doesn't happen. But then also, there's the fact that, you know, he said, oh, I was fired from the administration. Damn right you were fired, because you didn't let anybody know. I mean, the fact that you're using the boss's charter jet, it's like the fact...
Whatever's done in the dark will come out to light.
Right. Did you go into the White House, the Oval Office, and say, sir,
yeah,
I'd like to use your jet.
Sure.
Right, but no.
What do you want to do? Like, ride around the block or something?
No,
right,
I want to.
Right.
I want to ride it. I want to ride it. I want it. Ride it.
Excuse me.
You know,
fly
thing.
Fly it around the block.
Exactly. Fly it down the block, killing most people. You know, civilians. Oh, wait,
That turned dark real quick.
Like
an autumn night, it turns dark real quick.
I'm just saying, not killing civilians, but injuring plenty of civilians in the wake of the fact that you want to make it look like War of the Worlds, even though you're not LG, H.G. Wells. But, you know, that could be very funny. I mean, Driz, couldn't you imagine a scenario where H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds... You know, kind of thing. And Tom Price is like, and then catching up is Steve Mnuchin in a clown car. That would be pretty funny.
I actually imagine all of them wearing, not wearing suits, but just wearing regular working clothes like anyone else.
Oh, God.
Like,
right.
They
get
a job,
right.
They get a 9-to-5
right.
job, and they actually
right.
have
mm-hmm.
to use their labor instead of getting paid bigly.
Yeah.
Not to sound
nice.
Like, the number 45, but
right.
they go to work, they dress up regular like everyone else, and they earn their money.
Yeah.
In
yeah,
other
they,
words,
bigly paychecks.
Right, they get bigly paychecks for saying really stupid things and keeping the president stupidly not in check. I mean, the reality...
The reality of it.
I guess we can call it a stupidly in check, right?
I mean, stupidly in check, yes.
Yeah.
But also the fact that he formally resigned amongst a blitz of public relations firestorm over his expensive taxpayer, you know, stuff. And I don't know. I just don't know.
Sorry,
I mean. What in his mind, you know, decided well, I don't have a high-speed car, you know.
Was he trying to compensate for something? Instead of a large car, it's a fucking plane?
Exactly, it's a fucking plane with ATPAM stewardess on it, like ATPAM.
Yeah. It's basically a plane with a little home inside it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how elegant the plane is in the first place.
with his tiny hands.
Small hands.
Yeah,
they say.
Yeah.
Small hands. Small hands, even more gritted teeth, so he sounds like, so he sounds exactly like a dummy, you know? You know, we've got to get to Rome, you know, and, how do you operate this thing? How do you operate this thing? Oh, I know. It never ends. I mean, it just never ends. It's like Sugar Ray, you know, have gone out the window kind of thing.
All the words he used to say have gone out the window.
Right.
Yeah.
Has gone out the window and then through some other plane that we're not even sure of. However, what we are sure of is that he got we're not even sure of how he got clearance through the army for the plane. You know, the plane is a big deal. Yes, it's a hunk of metal, but it drives people. You know, you're not going to go and say, can I get one of your jets?
I don't think that works that way. I don't think that even goes along with his job title. Why can we trust senators or any person, people in the
in
Congress or in office, don't exactly fly in presidents. I don't believe they fly in Air Force One.
Right. Last time we checked, nobody flies in Air Force One. Nobody.
Nobody. And not one soul.
Not one soul. Even the people who have to cover Air Force One don't really cover Air Force One. They will sit in the back of Air Force One and basically do reporting and editing and all that nonsense. But the fact is that the entertainment industry feels extremely responsible for having even elected this arsehole of a person. Like, the reaction is so visceral around our communities that we feel almost ashamed of what this has produced. I mean, yes, it was our fault, okay? But it was everybody else's fault for not voting for the right person. Even if she used a private email server, even if she had a book called What Happened, even if, you know, she was treating it like the Office of the Presidency, which she did, you know, we're not saying anything like that. But we are saying we would prefer Tom Price in a clown car. So is Steve Mnuchin.
Yes.
We would prefer...
I love the red nose and the orange wig.
The staff.
Exactly. No, but they would have to make a distinct choice on... Yes, but they would have to make a distinct choice on A, how... which style of clowning they chose. Circus clown?
Which I'm sure that they wouldn't
clown.
Even be able to vote.
Or which
and Redhead, wouldn't
they
were
trying
not...
to do.
Redhead, wouldn't they
yes.
have a hard time even figuring that out as well?
A hard time choosing what? The fact that It cost
the style of improv.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They wouldn't know what the cog was. No, it would be a real loss on them. They wouldn't know what the cog was from $60,000, nearly, for the agency that began him blasting out a series of emails of highly significant lower price tags of Pruitt's taxpayer-funded flights, right? So the fact is that you never... The EPA even has a phone booth, right? He should just, like, to Tom Price, to anybody who's in the idiot's cabinet, they would have no problem just writing out a check. Write out a check. Give the money back. You know, the price
tag the check is much smaller than the amount that he used to borrow to fly the plane.
Right.
It's only a fraction of what he's going to pay back.
But it's not as if he knows how to fly a plane. He's always in the cockpit going, what the fuck is this thing? How do I control it? Is it like 2001 A Space Odyssey, where it's like, hello, Hal, I am going to fly you. You know, rather than, the fact is, an EPA spokesman came out and says, we're always on the defense, even if the White House, which explains why they didn't need a secure line with the president, unlike previous administrations, Trump and President Orange Hat and Administrator Pruitt are working closely to protect the environment. Sure they are.
It makes everything all the better.
It makes total sense, doesn't it? It makes
not to much.
Total sense.
At all.
You know, and the VA paid for the flights, right? You might as well also tack on our Jared Kushner's flights to the Middle East, as well as Mnuchin's honeymoon, you know, and everything else.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
I mean, but we do have to move on. The last thing I will say is that I've never asked. Steve Mnuchin actually had to go on the air and say, I've never asked the government to pay for my personal travel. I am very sensible of the use of government funds. We don't know.
It's just as bad as
actually telling the truth or not.
It's just as bad as a member of the Senate told a teenager who was at a town hall that having food and health care is a privilege. Last time I checked, aren't those necessities to function and live?
Yes, and also is it also right that Baloo from the Jungle Book gets his due? You know, the bare necessities of life will come to you, but not you. You know, other thing, you know, it would totally make sense in that, but we do have to move on. We do have to move on. The fact is, our main topic of the night, the fact is that
is the whole healthcare. Yes. And Republican senator telling off a high school student during a town hall.
But what would he know about high school? But what would he know about high school food? You know, the fact is, if feeding, what would you know? You wouldn't know anything. I mean, Driz, what do you think? What is your?
He wouldn't know much of it when it comes to eating like a regular human being, because all he knows is high priced foods, expensive foods,
mm-hmm.
foods that were cooked in an expensive diner.
Right. Right, exactly. All you know is your steak tartare, which is cold. But also,
your filet mignon.
Your filet mignon, your... it's a privilege. Now, when you say privilege, so let us get this straight.
Isn't it also a privilege for him to even be in office?
Yeah.
I would consider that Pinkwood. A privilege.
Exactly. No, the privilege is, is it a privilege or a right? If you consider food a right, then you might as well tell all the farmers in the middle of America, stop the bison, stop everything, don't grow anything.
Yeah.
Am I right, Johnny?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm right. But then also, Driz.
Yeah, you are right.
Driz.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you consider the same thing? You know, you know, when we were both going to high school, I was in England, you were in the US, right?
Mm-hmm.
So high school lunches, right? Were they the best?
Yeah, I remember them days.
No,
the days of high school lunches. With pizza, chicken panties, chocolate milk. You know, I used to drink that chocolate milk like crazy. Like there was no tomorrow.
Right. But, like, the fact is, the only thing on the menu that was good was the chocolate milk. Let's just say that. You know, and everybody knows that. Everybody knows that, but also everybody knows that the fact that is high school lunches are served on a tray, a metal tray, right? Similar.
Why do they have a foam tray?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Or a foam tray, similar to prisoners getting their lunch.
Where is plastic trays?
Right, exactly. Exactly, but you don't have filet mignon. God, I wish there was filet mignon.
Yeah, I
would go absolutely nuts.
Filet mignon in a high school, like...
That'll be a dream
cool.
If that's ever served in any high school.
Yeah, mussels.
Maybe when I went to high school, but then again.
Right. But like,
all
of us around here.
Culinary arts major, so...
Yeah, but like all of us around here could relate. I personally hated my fish sticks and chicken patties and crap like that. You know, because I never knew what frankenfurter meat I was getting. But yet, okay, Johnson says, oh, yeah, healthcare is a bothered.
I mean, there was chicken patties with mayonnaise on it?
Ooh, don't even remind me. Don't even mind. But the fact is that really, okay, number one, I think it's obviously a privilege to have food and shelter.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just get things, one thing very straight. One, it's not a privilege, it's a right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pink Hood, is it a right? Is it a right?
Yeah.
It's a right. Driz.
Of course.
Yes,
Johnny.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, it's a right, not a privilege, you jackass moron. You know, honestly, really, you know.
Wait, are we going to go back to those, like, if you don't have your money, you get, like, those cheese sandwich, cold cheese sandwiches?
Yeah, right? And also, is it that much harder to basically say, do you consider it a right or a privilege? Okay. So then again, Senator, do you have any children in Wisconsin? You know,
don't you know?
Do you have any people that you care about? No. Okay. So then, yes, you do have people that you care about. Let's see. You have a 33-year-old. You have a probably a younger person. And then you have another person. Listen, the fact is that your own children probably are going, Dad, what the fuck are you saying? Really? Is it a right and a privilege? Or are we going to get Carol Prodder to actually say something? Come on. Come on. Really?
Come on, son.
I mean,
now, really?
You know, this isn't,
that
this
can
isn't
do better.
The Great Depression. This isn't the Great Even Recession. You're not, it doesn't make any sense. Pink Hood, how would you feel if somebody said, oh, yeah, it makes total sense?
Yeah, that doesn't fly. It just does not work out.
It doesn't.
Me, I'm just looking at you like you lost your darn mind.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's complete nonsense.
Exactly. You just
daggone mind.
Right, right.
Did you lose your marbles or something?
Right.
Really?
No, you definitely lost your marbles. And you just go and say, oh, right. Okay. So, in Wisconsin, is it a privilege to grow trees? It's a privilege to grow cheese, right? Okay? So, if it's a privilege to grow cheese, then
Wisconsin has some pretty good cheese, by the way.
Yes, and I'm not saying that they don't. However, if it's a privilege to grow cheese, all right, then it must be a privilege to take it from the cow, right? It must be a privilege to do that, right? And it must be a privilege to feed the cows, right? It must be also a privilege to feed the chickens whose meat gets sacrificed for our benefit.
Who provide people means to eat and have means of getting food. It's called life, too.
Breaking news.
But it doesn't mean to be so...
Right. Breaking news. Orangehead just signed a bill revoking Obama-era gun checks for mental illnesses.
What?
Say what now?
That's messed up.
You heard me. This means we tackle this on Wednesday. And we will tackle this on Wednesday, folks. The fact is that there's more shit that he's going to do. And he says, oh, I'm going to shake up democracy. Well,
he's not only shaking up democracy, but he's shaking up everything that's considered moral.
Right, exactly.
Just because it has Obama's name on it.
Right, exactly. And it makes absolutely no sense. You know, why shake up everything that is, at that point, legal? You know,
right.
I got some breaking news, too, for the death toll.
Yes.
It's up to 59 now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how. I don't know how. Oh, and then breaking news also, this just, they did find the killer. CNN reported this. And so another fake news channel reported the fake news, which is actually real news. The fact is, when will it ever, it won't stop. The killer had an arsenal. an arsenal of an arsenal of weapons. You know, the fact is that we will cover this in depth on Wednesday as well. We'll have an hour's episode on Wednesday. The fact is that there's a lot of things wrong with them. They're already listening to people. They're already listening to people. And he had 42 guns, 23 in his hotel room, 19 in his house. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's just updating now. It's just amazing and amazingly sad.
I got the iPad right here. Even though you guys can't see it.
Of course we can't see it. It's radio. Podcasting. So
it's radio.
It's radio. You can't see it. But the fact is, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is choked up about talking about Las Vegas. She should be even more choked up about talking about her president. Every time she gets to the mic. I can't regurgitate the news anymore! it should be that. It should be that. However, it just, to us, it doesn't make sense. However, Pinko, do you have anything last to add?
No, I don't. We do have a Patreon, which you can find us by searching on Patreon, or searching up AMC Press & Co. on Patreon to help donate to us, as well as look at our latest post about how you could help out those in Puerto Rico devastated by Hurricane Maria. They're in desperate need of help.
And Irma. Both.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, definitely do that. They will be rebuilding for quite some time. And we kind of want to help. That's our show for tonight. We will be back on Wednesday.
Yeah.
To provide hopefully some more comedy. The fact is that it's a slow news day. We are just all reeling over the shock of Las Vegas. And
big news day.
It's kind of not funny. You can't make anything up. Although the vision of Steve Mnuchin in a clown car is pretty fun.
Clown car
is pretty funny. However,
I can only imagine like all those people and Steve Mnuchin coming out of a smart car.
Clown car is better at that point.
It looks like a clown car.
Exactly.
True.
It is
true.
A clown car with polka dots.
Yeah,
right.
And eyelashes, pink, you know.
Pink polka dots. Pink polka dots. However, we will be back Wednesday. We will try to be funnier.
Yeah.
On that note.
We are. On that night. I mean, no.
On that night.
Night. All right. Well, everybody, I guess this is the end.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Night, folks.
Good night.